Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss what to do when it feels like the market might slow down.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We're looking at forecasting, which is, we do this with trepidation, this conversation, but it's a conversation that you need to have. You need to start thinking about your portfolio, your future, your plans, and your equity position, and take a look at what may be coming over the pike. Come what may, you want to be prepared.
And what we're talking about is we've had 4 years of fantastic economy, full employment, where those that wish to become employed pretty much are employed. And with the employment, is a person receiving income that can afford to pay rent, and then landlords are happy and can improve properties. A lot of things positive happen.
And they're continuing to happen. The real estate market and residential side has seen 10% appreciation on median sales price in this market in Lane County. That's pretty robust. Well, the wages have not seen 10% appreciation, so there may be some adjustment. However, then we have the kick that's an incentive with the interest rates, which has carried us an additional 10% in ability to borrow. So there's things that are moving parts here that we've got to look at.
The question then comes, as you as an investor or a self-preserver of the of your family's economy and economic position, what do we do in the event that this thing starts to slow a bit? And with the idea that the China virus has been on us for about 6 months and very disruptive of the economy, things could change.
We have seen caution, and maybe it's just the memory of the previous recession in regards to equity position. The equity position in real estate is extraordinarily strong, especially in the state of Oregon. The numbers are phenomenal. So with that equity position, I'm sure you're not going to go too far out on the limb, and you're going to have the liquidity you need for any flex in your family's income sources.
I think it's really important to have a safety net and your own safety net. Figure what it costs to live on a monthly basis and have at least 3 months of that set aside just in the event that things happen.
I think the challenge, part of the challenge is timing, understanding when we'll feel the brunt of the shift, whether it's the election, the COVID-19, or what it is that's influencing the shift. We've got a lot of influence, but we've also got a lot of stimulus packages, which seem to be insulating us from our reality of what's to come.
And certainly the government, both at the federal and state level, are somewhat disruptive in that you can't evict a tenant who can't pay because of the China virus, etc. It's interesting.
Interesting climate. We'll talk more on that next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.